We are Si and Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Coastal News, a home and away podcast. First look, this is your quick gaze into the week ahead. Grab your crystal ball, grab your tarot cards. We need to know what's going to happen. The next five episodes of Home and Away that are coming up this week on Channel 5 and 5 Star here in the UK. My five, if you're that way inclined. Don't forget, we had our main podcast episode on Saturday morning. Like clockwork, would never fail you, would never leave you hanging. We're always there. So make sure you subscribe to that and go and listen to it if you haven't done already. That's our opinions on last week's stuff. And it is a good one because there's stuff going down and we're loving it. This one is a little peek ahead. So, you know, we'll keep it vague enough. We're normally way off the mark. How are you, Sophie?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Not too bad. Looking forward to finding out what's next because I am glued to Home and Away right now.
I know. Do you know what? I keep watching these episodes from last week. They're so good.
Yes. I had a bath day yesterday and just replayed
it. Did you? Oh, love it.
Yes.
So good.
Yes, so good. So let's hope it continues.
Mm.
And I will remember to ask you this.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Shit. Okay.
One day.
Yeah.
The 26th of February, 6:30 p.m. Yeah, leap week.
Where's this month gone? Anyway, January went on forever, but February, I blinked and it's gone.
I'm not going to lie, it can get out.
It can get out. I'm ready for spring now, but it has gone fast.
Yeah, same. What episode number are we on, though?
Okay. I think I can remember last week's end. So let me just 8172. I'm going to go with
8172. We've said that strange.
8172. You know, I'm not very good
now.
At
I understand
maths.
You.
I'm not very good at math.
I was like, oh, we're saying this differently.
So I'm literally counting on my hands. Yeah, 8172. Yeah.
Correct.
Well, yes. Oh, I tried really hard to get that right. I'm sweating. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm very excited.
Lots of talk in you know how I'm sort of ending up reading neighbours stuff lately because we're hanging about with the other two too much.
You're worrying me a bit that you're gonna leave me. You're gonna leave me and I'm gonna be on my own team roaming away. Solo team.
Ever. I mean, I've tried an episode, honest to God, I don't know, I just don't get it. Anyway.
Okay, good. Phew.
They're rapidly approaching 9,000.
Like, are they?
So we're on 8172, so what do you think we'll be doing for our 9,000? Because that's not going to be long. Only about 3 years.
I suppose. When did Neighbours start? Was that 3 years before Homers?
Was Neighbours 85 and...
I think it was 85. I think it's 3 years, but then obviously they went off air for a bit, didn't they? And then we went off air actually technically because we moved to Channel 5.
Yeah.
So if they're 900 episodes or 800 episodes ahead of us, are they then?
Yeah, and it's five episodes a week, isn't it? It's about 46 weeks a year. Math.
I'm not very good at maths. Have you got a calculator? We're years away. Are we years away?
We're about three years off. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to worry about 9,000 episode yet. That's fine. Yeah, okay. We've got some time to plan what we're going to do for that. Well,
while we think on what's going to happen then, do you want to find out what happens in 8172?
Yes!
Right. Well, Marley fears the worst.
Marley?
Well, you remember boy band waiting in the waiting room.
Oh, can we just talk about this? We forgot to talk about this on the main pod. And this is my favourite scene of the week, sorry. My favourite, and I actually felt a bit like choked up watching this. And I watched it four or five times now since we last spoke because I'm obsessed. Obsessed with the scene. So we had the gorgeous scene at the coffee cart with Marley and Xander and Tane talking to Alf, actually, Mr. Stewart. I have to call him Mr. Stewart. And they were saying, like, Mac's family. And he said, what the flaming, how are you doing here then? Get to the hospital, you flaming galahs, or whatever he said. Can't remember. But it was amazing. And then we got to the hospital. And we had this, like, boy band video scene. It was just so good. Them exiting the elevator, the lift. And then, like, the tension of them waiting around in the hospital all together, passing each other, like, being a comfort for each other, passing each other water, making sure each other's hydrated and, you know, looked after and that kind of thing. But all there for one reason, and that one reason being Mac and Mac only. I loved this scene.
Yeah, and the music and the slow-mo.
It was so good. It was so good.
Yeah, and that's how they've left us all weekend.
I know, and I can't stop thinking about it. It was so beautiful. I've watched this scene several times. I'm sorry, I'm obsessed.
Same.
Obsessed.
Same. Have we given the boy band name?
I was thinking MacPack.
MacPack, yep.
you came up with a much cleverer name.
Did I?
You came up
Yes,
go on, say it.
In Excess.
Yes, which works on two levels, because In Excess the band, like INXS, but also the excess of men waiting around in the waiting room for Mac to come out of her operation or whatever. Oh, I loved them. I love this scene. Who directed this episode?
Good.
Do we know who directed this episode?
EMJ checked it.
CMJ, of course.
Chris Martin Jones. Thanks for
so
the
good. Thank you.
Yes,
loved it.
This whole block, we've been chatting lots because we're mad fans and we don't stop talking about Home and Away day in, day out. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry, because I literally text you at 3 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, I don't know anything. You know, I've got terrible insomnia, and Paul Sy, you cop it, don't you? 3 a.m. in the morning, and I'm like, I've just been overthinking something, and I'm going to tell you all my thoughts.
That's fine, because you put up with my voice notes, so it's fine.
I love your voice notes. One of them is my ringtone.
Insight into our friendship. It better not be. Which one?
I'll tell you off air.
I know which one it is. I know now. I've gone a bit hot. Yes. We don't stop talking about it. And when the show is like it is now, we just constant, aren't we? Anyway, we'll move on, because we're going to be here till Tuesday. Tane breaks Felicity's heart all over again.
Oh, okay. So the last time we saw them, she was getting that photo. You know, she went to the apology tour, didn't she? She went to Mac and said, I'm really sorry. This is really shit. Can we be friends again? And she did that, kind of have the photo back, and the hand brushing scene that we loved.
This has changed my mind on this now. I was praising Flick yesterday. Talking about being there for Mac and the apology tour, and it all seemed genuine. Did she ask for that photo and deliberately brush his hand?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to believe that, because I want to believe that it was genuine, but it could have been a game play, because she's a good game player. Let's face it. She's very good at making people think of her in the way that she wants to be thought of.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I know. I don't want to think of it like that. But
if it flips and goes down that route, you'll say on the page, going to be a good one next week.
That's true. Yes, bring it on.
Eden can't make peace with Levi.
Why?
Don't know, but it sounds like she gives it a go, or at least thinks about it.
I've been ruminating on what you said on the Saturday podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
There's more to this, possibly. But what?
It's too extreme, this reaction. Eden's a chill girl.
I know.
Doesn't make sense.
I'm disappointed, because when she first came into the show, I related to her, and now I don't relate to her as much. And I'm like, what's changed? Is it me? Is it her? And all I can think of is you saying, there's more to this, we don't know the full story. There's more to this. I need to know what why is there such an issue here with the brother? The brother, so far, apart from pushing Xander, that's the only red flag I've seen so far. Apart from that, I'm not seeing any issues with him at all.
And we've looked. Boy, we looked.
Oh, we've looked. I'm looking. <Yeah. laughs>
We will not objectify any doctors anymore.
Yeah, right.
For the next 7 days. Right, where are we up to? Bree is advised to break free.
Break free from?
Is this to do with a career? Because she's mentioned to Levi that he's made her think.
Or is it Remy?
Is it the counsellor?
Oh, I don't know. I've got a feeling it's Remy.
And who's advising? The counsellor, maybe.
Who's advised to break free? From what? What's keeping her not free? Her job, her boyfriend, or her social life, which she doesn't have? She doesn't have a social life, does she? Let's be honest.
There's been a few scenes, hasn't there, lately, about her feeling. Remember that one where she's like, oh, I spent my whole 20s in a marriage and...
Yeah, I want to go and travel and do stuff with my life. Yeah.
Someone's sort of telling her to go for it, aren't they?
Levi said something. She said something the other day, didn't she? Like you just said, she said something weird, like you've inspired me to go for it or whatever. Yeah. And he said, if it scares you, you have to do it.
That's
and I
right.
thought, yeah. What scares her? What would scare her? Don't know. I don't know her that well, I'll be honest. I don't feel like I know Bree enough to be able to guess what's going on here.
We don't, like, you know, she's into animals or whatever, and she wants to go on safari or whatever.
Yeah. She was talking about going and doing like charity work abroad, wasn't she? Like, I was thinking maybe like flying doctors, or, you know, doctors abroad, or the Red Cross, something like that. I was thinking, you know, those kind of charitable, where they get doctors.
Sensible.
Yeah.
Go to Bali on a bender. God.
Well, I think that's what she needs. Genuinely, I think she needs to let her hair down and go and do stuff that she didn't do in her 20s. Not studying, not being a doctor, not being serious. But I don't think she will do that. I think she'll do something serious.
I don't want to be boring. Yeah. Next. Yeah. Could Felicity and Tani go around again? Could Felicity and Tani go
around? That's weird, weirdly. Go around again?
Go around what?
Go around. Let's go round again. Yeah.
It's a nightmare when you're in the wrong lane on a roundabout.
Ring road. On the M25. They're on the M25. Oh, what the hell? I don't know. I don't. That's really weird. Weird wording. Mm-hmm. I can't guess.
Go around again. Theo returns to an awkward surprise.
I'm sorry. What? A surprise for who? Oh. Oh my God. Why in my brain? Oh, I don't know whether I should say this or not.
My brain's gone the same way. I can tell.
Why in my brain?
Don't say out loud.
Is Leah back? Right, she's back from the clinic. Justin is naked.
Mm-hmm.
He is also being hooplard with pineapple rings from a can, and there is whipped cream everywhere.
Okay, it's oddly specific, this description.
I'm seeing pineapple rings in a can. I'm seeing whipped cream. I'm seeing penis hoopla. Is it just me? Is it just me? Wishful thinking.
Well.
Wishful thinking. Maybe a little too much of a delve into my psyche, maybe. I don't know.
I'm not one for pineapple myself.
I love pineapple. Give me a pineapple ring.
Right, stop it. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
I'm sorry. First look, chaotic.
Remy and Bree talk honestly about the Doctors Without Borders opportunity. Right, listen, what were you saying?
Oh, I hope that I, do you know what? I just hope the pineapple thing comes true now, because I'm clearly on fire.
Well, I'm not being funny, but that, what were we saying yesterday on the, on your say about the previews? As soon as you have a cliffhanger,
it's done.
Gives it away.
Yeah.
So she's going to do Doctors Without Borders. You were right. Something along those lines. Well done.
Well, okay.
It's not a Harley Bender.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
It's dull. Just go and do it.
Get a full moon party in, you know, in Thailand or wherever would have been more exciting, let's be honest.
Yeah. I'm a bit like, oh, she's got to be telly now.
Yeah.
Eden and Cash learn plenty on their camping trip.
Oh. Did we know they were going camping?
That must be something that comes up this week. Hang on a minute now. 8175.
Yeah.
It says here, what? So that's Thursday. That was the Australian season finale.
Okay, I'm.
Hang on a minute. We might have to be careful here what we read.
I'm sitting up. Tell me.
So Eden and Cash are learning plenty on a camping trip. Remy rides into danger.
Rides into danger. What on his? Oh, he's got a motorbike. That woman, the heart, was it? What was she? A violinist?
Mercedes.
Mercedes. That was ages ago. We haven't actually heard about the motorbike since has she still left the motorbike with him? Is that?
He gets on and off it every now and then. Yeah.
Occasionally.
Walking towards it like he's going to ride it.
Is it literal though? Rides into danger on his motorbike, or I don't know. Is it metaphorical?
I don't know. That's all it says. But I mean, it's the season finale, so something big is going to happen.
Yeah.
Alf deals with a snake on the surf committee.
Not with a snake. When you were reading that, I was like, Alf deals with a snake, full stop. I was like, oh.
Alf versus Python.
Because it's Australia and they have snakes, right?
That's happened in storylines before.
Yeah. But it's not an actual snake. It's a person that's being a snake on the surf club committee. Simon Henderson?
Yes, it'll be Senor Henderson, won't it?
Simon Henderson. Because he's been a snake, Simon.
Slithering in the garden, trying to catch a mouse.
I love it.
I'm a snake.
I'm a snake, yeah.
Justin discovers the source of Theo's pain.
What?
Well, it might be him seeing you with pineapple rings and
penis hoopla. Theo's pain. When's Theo in pain? Is Theo in pain?
Again, is it metaphoric? Is it, you know, physical pain, or is it?
He's been troubled, I would say, because, you know, he's spent some time with the band recently. I think he spent some time with Kirby and Rose and Xander and that kind of thing. And he's been really quiet, hasn't he? Because he's been genuinely worried about his aunt, because his aunt's lost the plot, let's face it. So, but I wouldn't say he was in pain. He's worried about Leo, isn't he? But I don't know, that seems quite dramatic. Am I wrong? Is this out of the left field? Have I missed something?
I don't know. I don't know where it's come from. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's physical pain. I don't know if it's mental pain.
Heartbreak?
I don't know. I don't know, because to me, Theo seems quite sort of on a good
thing. He seems sad. He seems sad for his aunt, doesn't he? He's sad for Leah and Justin, but I wouldn't say he was in pain at this point.
No.
Brandon, okay.
Cash sounds the alarm. Oh, hang on. Oh, God.
Oh, sounds the alarm.
I don't know if I want to finish reading the sentence, to be honest.
Read the sentence.
It's really big. It's really big.
Give me. Okay. Anyone that doesn't want a spoiler, get lost. But I want to hear this.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Okay. Right. Cash sounds the alarm that Eden is missing.
Okay.
Hang on a minute, they were camping, weren't they?
They were camping in the bush or wherever. Yeah. She's missing.
This week is going to be nuts.
Has there been a storm? Is Alf going to get his SES gear on? Are we going to see a big map and a torch?
And did Theo get struck by lightning and it hurts? And that is painful.
Oh! Physical pain! The source of Theo's pain is lightning. Oh, yes! Bring it on! I want a big disaster. I want a weather disaster. Bring it on. Yes.
Two lives hang in the balance. Of course, with a season finale, lives are always going to be in the balance.
Okay, so Eden's missing and Theo's in pain. So I'm guessing those are the two lives.
Remy's riding into danger.
Oh, yeah, shit. Remy's in danger.
Alf's fighting snakes.
Yeah, but that's on the surf club submitting. I don't think that's an actual snake. I think he's fine.
There could be a snake in the room, you know.
Yeah,
maybe. Right.
Rattlesnake in the surf club committee room. Yeah, maybe.
Max in hospital having multiple heart attacks right now.
Oh, fuck, yeah. She's got blood clots on everything, hasn't she? Yeah, it could be that. It could be anybody.
This is not... Sophie, we're going to be unbearable this week.
We're unbearable every week.
Do you want the last line of the week?
I do. Tell me.
Bree's personal and professional lives collide.
Oh, it's Remy. Remy's life is in the balance because she's going out with Remy and she's got to save him. It's Remy. Shit. Oh, it's Remy! Oh, I'm quite sad about this.
Please take the time to like, subscribe, and review Coastal News wherever you source your podcasts and ensure you never miss an episode.